At this time, I ask you to gather yourselves to come and see and listen to the mind of the next president of the Republic of Liberia. What is the favorite for the Numba Tribe? Hello?
Heart, and I want us to please carry them so that they will become our next president to rule us in the right way. Thank you.
In the next 6 years, brothers and sisters, put your hands together and welcome our honor, the next president of the Republic of Liberia.
Left your job, yourselves, and you came all year not to see me, but to listen to what I have to say. Listen to me. Peace document to have a violence-free election. I'm not here to be provoked. I want to get in my car and leave. I don't want any confusion. I want peace in this country, and I will not allow any political party people to come and disturb. That's why they gave up police. Where are the police? Where are the police? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. I don't want to be shouting. Don't like that. Okay. I am in Bapolu, the capital city in Bapolu. I'm glad to be here. You know, nothing good come easy. Nothing good come easy. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. Liberia is our common ground. It does not matter what party you belong to. That's why your life is like that. That's why our life is like that for 170 years because of some kind of unscrupulous people try to disturb people from telling the truth. Okay. If you do not want to listen, you get out again. Nobody asked you to come. Yeah. You don't want to listen, you get out again because we signed a peace document before the heads of state of Africa at the Fomento River Hotel, Bravo Street, for a violence-free election. I have told all my people, whenever another party is holding their program, you got no damn business there, don't go there. Don't come here. If your political leader has nothing to offer this country, don't disturb us. Yes, we are here to talk about issues. We are here to talk about Liberia and important issues and connecting those issues with the individuals that matter within the issues. Yes, we all are fighting for one seat to lead this country. So at the same time, I'm not here to praise anybody. Nobody will come here to press me. I will take the weaknesses of my colleagues who want to be president to be my strength.
Yep.
So I want you to listen. I will take the weaknesses of other political party leaders to be my strength. And they will take my weakness to be their strength. So I want you to listen. 2017 October, we are going to make a sound decision who the leader of this country is going to be.
Yes.
I am in Bapolu, the capital of Bapolu. Bapolu is a country newly created but has natural resources. It is rich in natural resources, yet you got nothing to show for it.
Yes,
I am. Listen real good. I am a senator, a senior senator of Limbaugh County. We have rich natural resources. We have iron ore, we have diamond, but I tell you what, no dairy company come to my county to operate without giving us money. Prevent us from speaking for our people and from acting on behalf of our people. Majesty gave to Limbaugh County through our effort $1.5 million American dollars. $1.5 million American dollars every year. And we were able to buy machines from the 2 pieces yellow machine to do our role. Where are you all? Of Limbaugh County and the people of Limbaugh County everywhere in Liberia. When you are elected as a lawmaker in Limbaugh, you don't deliver, we kick you out. This year we are kicking everyone out except Jeremiah Kuhn. Medical center, a huge medical center next to Jackson Edo and next to John F. Kennedy in Ganta.
Yes. Yes.
Ganta City operates 24/7 around the clock.
Yes.
No sleeping. There is complete electricity.
Yes.
24 hours. I enter Bombing County. I enter Tubman in darkness. Yet Tubman Brian of Bombing County, I produced 3 speakers, Samuel D. Hill, the late, Maurice Dubé, Alex Tyler, Charles Taylor from Bombing, Manan Sali from Bombing. Bombing County is dead. Bombing County is dead. You know, there was a huge deposit of iron ore in Bombing. Liberian mining company was there. The officials of Bombing County, Honor Tubman and Tubman, to live on the company, they depleted the iron ore. All the left of the people of Bombing are nothing but holes, BB holes. So when it rains, they cover the holes. What are the resources for? You got the Jumbo G, you got the Gamma Man. What Jumbo G is? People are exploiting your diamonds and your gold. I was in King John, where when you blast the rock, the gold knocker will show. In Cape Mount, you have cement black type of gold, no dust. It's a gold knocker. When they blast the rock, they put the excavator, they haul it up, they put it in the back, and the helicopter take it out every week. There are no damn road. In their own country, they're slaves, while people come and exploit us. I tell you this, we removed top October, I was in the army. They charged him for corruption. Those took over, he became most corrupt. He got removed. And he came and said, I solemnly swear, I will make number one enemy, corruption number one enemy. And she began to sew the corruption suit, the jacket, and came back to Liberian people and said, corruption has become vampire. Your country is so rich. People are stealing our money. Let me let you know this. San Debbie, Black, Firestone, Metal Steel, the MNG that is operated, the company that is operating in the gold mine, all. Charles Walker Bronski, one of the presidential candidates, is a lawyer for all the companies. Those companies are not delivering any good to the people. He defends those companies, even as a retained corporate lawyer. When he becomes president, he will defend the people more to secure his own interest against you. Be more careful. Build a funny police station in Liberia there, in the bush, in Kokoya. The police station is built there. The police are there with rifles. They tear gas our people upon order from the executive. The waste product from the blast in Iraq, after taking the gold nugget, the waste product they threw away. When our people go there to seek for their living, they grab them, they beat them, they shoot at them, they tear gas them, they put them in the dump truck to police, threaten them, and they are suffering over there. In the gold mine, in Kidman, the waste product, the community take the gold, the waste product, they dig a big hole, they put a waste product and cover it, so our people cannot survive. Amen. Are you thinking?
Yes.
Are you thinking about this?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Charles Bronskin is not only the corporate lawyer for the companies that are troubling our people, suffering our people around the country. He is also the second cousin of Madame Salih. His mother, Madame Salih's mother, Majua Fasano, both of them were first cousins. So he and Madame are second cousins. This is not a family affair yet. I just want to let you know what you don't know. This is not a family affair. Besides that, let me ask you people of Bakulu. Do you do good with people's property or do you do good with your own property? Yes, that's one. Two, when you go fishing, do you take rock and throw it? Why? The fish will go right? When you throw the empty hook, what will happen? Why? Because the fish will know that you won't catch it, right?
Yeah.
Now, the fish and all other animals have no spirit. They move by instinct. Yeah. But the fish that got no spirit but that move by instinct knows that you want to hook it, right?
Yeah.
So to deceive the fish, you put a bait. The money that is given you in form of the damn microfinance loan is your own damn money. It's your own money. Small amount of money that you've been keeping as a governor, then you call yourself poverty doctor for my own money. Then you say, because you get back my own money, so therefore I should reward you with the presidency. No, he is not there now. Is he doing it?
No.
Because he's not there. And when you become president, there's no way you can do it. And you know what?
No.
Bronski's son married May Joseph's daughter. I'm telling you, poverty is on radio everywhere I go. Bronski's son, Marie Mae June's daughter. This is not a family affair. The one group of people who divide themselves. All right? 2011, I beat him in Basel. I beat him nationally. He came next to me. He retired to a farm. He came back to run 2017. He took himself to the radio station. The Truth FM asking, you retired from politics, you went to the farm. Why did you grow? What did he say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Then you come back, you on the radio, how you will bring Mackinac farming? That's all a big joke. Now, 170 years, there is no public library for public schools, for public schools, students. There is no library. From 1847, no public library in the Republic of Liberia for our children to do biology, to do research in biology, and do research in chemistry. That's why they come and say the educational system is a mess. Who made it a mess? They made it a mess.
Yes.
170 years, people of Babalu. We continue to import rice. There is no Mackinac farm. May his soul rest in peace, Muammar al-Gaddafi, who once upon a time trained me. He sent to Liberia $30 million with a huge consignment of equipment that used to park at the Nigerian House, Railroad Junction. All those equipment went to Lofa, only the watch for hours, the Omen Boyka. All disappear in poor air, machine gone, $30 million gone. Corrupt officials are taking it. They got nothing to offer you. Mr. Vice President Boyka, he worked 42 years. The Vice President, 42 years in government, LMPC Managing Director, Ambassador, Agriculture Minister, and Vice President for almost 12 years with $3 million budget. He got no foundation, no infrastructure development that he can point to as a personal initiative that you want to leave as a legacy. But every day, foreign conference, here national conference. I will bring myself on board. Now, that is for Bronskin, that is for George Omen Boyka. Okay? Bernard Ure is a corrupt official who suffered our American money. Our American money. Beyond the wall, Bernard Ure was nothing but a classroom teacher in
Kingsburg.
He and I grew up there. Ask me if we grew up there. Okay? But they took the maritime money, the Firestone used to pay taxes directly to Taylor government, and the bank on Labrador was in Taylor House. They took the money to build out their Lone Star. Okay? So when Taylor went to jail, he took over it. When they were pushing to take it, he sold it to South Africa. Alright? So he's corrupt. Very corrupt. Safun the maritime money, he cannot account for it. We want to do away with corrupt system. The foundation right now is built on the old foundation of corruption. It must be stopped because corruption eats up the economic fabric of the nation. It leaves no infrastructure development for our people to benefit from. We must attack this issue and defeat it. I'm a former general in this politics to deal with corrupt officials drastically within the law. Corrupt officials drastically within the laws of heaven God. Also, I will deal with Boyesi, the Boyos. When you are caught, you kill people's children, you take part. When you are caught, and you are tried by court, and you are guilty, we will hang you. Never abolished. When Turbo hanged the 7 people in Maryland, it stopped. When Ellen came, it came back. But you know what surprised me? Something surprised me. In Maryland, somebody was caught with human facts, accused of killing somebody. This man was taken to the police and charged to court. He was found guilty and was sentenced for life. A telephone call came from the mansion. He was set free immediately. He was sponsored and is now a senator with me in the Senate. I will not call his name. He's dead. Stop for this. Another thing, when you vote for me, I will give you justice. The justice will not be for the poor. I will give you equality, justice for all. All will be equal under the law, in the eyes of God. I will give you justice, equality, security. I will unify the nation, and the nation will be stable. Right now, you're not stable. Peace is not the absence of gunshot. When you got no job, you got no money to pay the rent, many of you wives have left you because you are jobless. Many of you wives have left you and gone to your friend. Wolf in sheep clothing who believe that they were good friend to you, they have snatched your wife because they are not been, they got the money now. Many homes are crying. Distress calls are coming from distressed hearts. Families are broken, divided because of difficult times. We must restore the dignity of the people of this country by restoring to you your rights, your entitlement to your natural resources. How are we going to do that? We are going to honor our work in our government. We are going to declare eminent domain. All gold mines, all diamond mines will be seized by the government, and the government will export the diamond and the iron ore, I mean they export the diamond and the gold to be able to take care of those countries where these things are coming from, instead of giving individual lessons to go mine and take all the gold out. Now, honor our watch. Honor our watch. Liberia is a founding, not a member of the UN. Liberia is a founding member of the UN. There are so many countries in the United Nations. There are other who are members. But Liberia is a founding member. I wish that Angie Brook became the president, the first female president of the United Nations for Liberia. Therefore, we will use our international contact to bring in investors. We don't need taxes from you to do roads. They will do your road from wherever to here, Porta Road, and we're going to put toll gates. Yes. The toll gate system is what is everywhere in Africa right now. When the people don't have to use taxes, they come and invest and do your work correctly. And when you are going, you put $5 in the machine, the gate open, but you got correct road. That is the system. There's the only government in history that has dissolved all yellow machines from public works. There's the only corrupt system that has dissolved all yellow machines. So they gave the construction of road as a contract to their own cronies who brought their own yellow machine into the country. We must put an end to this. We must put an end to this. My people, I know you love Ambassador Weah. I do love him too. We sit together in the Senate. We are in Ecuador's Parliament. But I'll tell you the truth. The truth is that Liberia needs a new direction. Mr. Weah, they will come here too, they will say anything. I will tell you my own self. Mr. Weah, I think the greatest title in the world, that King Pelé of Brazil, never attained. King Pelé was a greatest footballer who became Minister of Sports in Brazil. World best, Mr. George Weah. European best, Mr. George Weah. African best, Mr. George Weah. All the best, Mr. George Weah. He retired. Hello? He retired with $93 million. $93 million. So the United Nations look at their black ball. They control the world like myself in Liberia. I say, wow. Now the team Mr. Weah, we now make you ambassador, United Nations ambassador for UNICEF. That yeah? To donate to children around the world who are suffering. How many children in Liberia do you prioritize? None. What is the foundation? None. Nothing. Money is gone. Everything gone. So, if you misuse your own money that you fought for in driven people, if God will not with you, you'll be paralyzed or break your leg. How many foundations do we build in Liberia? What is the plight of the Liberian children? Say you are the world ambassador for UNICEF. What did you do for Liberian children? Nothing. You mess up your own money you suffer to earn. Can we entrust you with our natural resources? No. I say no. So that is for that. With me, they say, hello. They will come here and say, but he's talking about other people. What about him? Let's say we are good. Before the war, nobody knew me. I was just a common soldier. I took oath.
Listen.
Before the war, if I step on anybody's toe from you, please be more civil. There's a politics within. I didn't come to praise people. I come to take people's weaknesses as my strength, and they will take my strength as a strength. So we are all on the screen. Before the war, I was just a common soldier. I was just a common soldier in the military. I took oath from the Constitution, on the Constitution, to defend the sovereignty of Liberia against invasion, to defend the people of Liberia, and not to defend the president. I took oath to execute lawful orders, not unlawful orders. And so, when Thomas Brown back in to remove Doe and Field, he should have stopped there. But Doe went on the state radio and had a national press conference, did a national press conference, and said the people on Nima should leave their home or they'll never be seen again. At that time, there were death squad all around, cursing people day and night. Boutrancher massacre, UN compound massacre, Greystone compound massacre, all over the place. Look here. The first law of nature, man, people, Babalu, is what? Self-preservation. I was in the army. I could not sit and fold my hand for my people and the sympathizers to be totally exterminated from the soil of Liberia. I stood in defense of democracy. I stood in defense of the rights of our people to live. But I tell you this, one man cannot fight war. We were sponsored by everyone in power today. But every time, they will put all, yes. Every time, they will put all the human scars. Hello? They will put all the human scars in a paper, cut my picture and paste, and say, Prince Enike, he's a notorious war criminal. How can I be? If I'm a notorious criminal, with the senators in the Liberian Senate elect me to represent them in the Equus Parliament?
No!
No! The senators are not from my party. They are from different parties. I've been elected twice on white ballot. Yes! One man doesn't fight war. In fact, war, my dear people of Babalu, is not a Bob Marley music where you go dance. You fight! The other day, you're damn big or you dead. He became president. I want you to know the first president of America, George Washington, fought war, Jefferson, fought war, Thomas Jefferson, General Grant, all these great men fought war for freedom. Jomo Kenyatta, Nelson Mandela. I want you to know this. Nelson Mandela had the military wing of the ANC. Oliver Tambo was the chief of staff of that military wing. They were bombarding here, bombarding there. Guess what happened? The international community declared Nelson Mandela as a world terrorist. That was never lifted on him. He was released from jail, he became president, and when he died, this international terrorist, war terrorist, all the whole world that declared him a terrorist went to his burial. Was he really a terrorist? No, he was a freedom fighter. He was a freedom fighter. The war we fought to bring you peace, to bring you democracy, it did not achieve the end result. The end result is poverty, massive exploitation, incarceration of people in prison, pre-trial convicts are lingering in jail before trial. We must change that. We must change that. And I am fit to go to change. I don't run from debate. The others will be on the run from debate. I will not run from debate. But I want to debate with Boyka, with Bronski, with Weir, with May Jones. I will not want to debate with Ellis Cummings. He just came into the terrain. He brought in his own money. He's not a bad man. He's not corrupt. If you Google Ellis B. Cummings, he made $700,000 a month for many years. He's a multimillionaire. Okay? The only thing he knew in the terrain, now he gave him a chance to lead the first round. And he can come. This is where we are. I came to Liberia in 1989 to unseat undemocratic system. I left the country in 1992. Listen, 89 I came. 1992, I surrendered my war implements to the International Peacekeeping Force. And on the watchful eyes of the U.S. Embassy and the international community, they took me away and my family to Nigeria. I was in Nigeria for 12 years and the war continued here 12 years. Who created Ulimo K, Ulimo J? Who created BlackBerry, LPC, Lloyd, without defense force? Is it I?
No!
Everybody is guilty. They fought war here for whatever reason. But it is Prince Johnson, Prince Johnson, Prince. They become a national anthem. Prince Johnson, KK. Realistically speaking, let us reshape the destiny of Liberia for our children and children's children. Let me let you know this again. I told you we'll provide you security. There's no security here. When Harold Grease, a member of the United Party, who was supposed to serve as a witness in a $30 million case at Knockout against the son of the president. He entered the Arrowhead Hotel, the Kennedy Hotel. The driver was waiting for him outside. He went in and never came out. In that hotel, the camera all went on the same day. But off the highway, they later after a few days saw the body to the mansion beach. They came out and said he drowned in the sea. Everybody kept quiet. They brought the doctor, the pathologist. He said they died in the sea. So bloody lies. When I was preaching, I came out to say government lie. Because I tell you this, you will agree with me.
Yes.
What I'm going to say, you are the living evidence. When you die in a river, when you drown in the river, when you drown in the sea, the first day you go down. After a few days when you surface, the current will take you down. Okay? That's all? No current or river or sea will take you up. So God confused them for to know who the killers are, secret killing people. I'm 65. I care less. Once I'm doing the right thing, I care less. But you trouble me, you trouble. Yes. It's a lie. No one ever, you see, God. God is wonderful. He did it that way in nature. Anyone drying the sea in the river, when you surf it, the current will take you down. So to say the man drowned Robert P. Highway, then to see the body to Mansion Beach, that's a lie. We want to know the truth, people. Before Joe Burger, you will never know the truth, you old man. But if you tell Joe Burger, do me a favor, put one brown casket by him. Now, in the new Liberia, he has outlived his usefulness. We need to shake up this country and rebuild it.
Yes. Shake Liberia.
We need to shake it up. Yes. Our students, no library. Our students are suffering. They said we return the black gold. The president of Tanzania, they brought in more than 25,000 more APAs for public school. So what are you doing writing the blackboard? They are using computers to teach the children. Why can't we do the same? We put people to in power who have done nothing. Only college degree. The Harvard University can bring a development here. John Major, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, was a high school graduate.
Yes.
Kagame, one of the greatest revolutionaries. He's a high school graduate. But go to Kigali, go to Rwanda, a beautiful city that only depends on black tea. You got iron ore, you got diamond, you got gold, you got rubber. Ha! For God's sake, what the hell is wrong in our country? We are responsible. Don't joke about it. Leaders in the United States were all former soldiers. I told you the reason why I fought. My people were led to the slaughterhouse. The people of Liberia. They entered Lutheran Church and killed all. When they were killing all these people, I was still in Libya. When they were killing my people, Greystone Compound, I was still in Libya. That's why we went to Gaddafi. Look, Gaddafi, please. We must go to free the country. We must go. That's why I came. I broke away from Taylor. I rushed to Monrovia, secured a free port to provide food. Madam Fox. All women of Liberia vote for Madam Fox. She's a Director General for Monrovia Vocational Training Center. Madam Fox is a no-nonsense woman. They use this woman to prepare a program to bring money from the international community. When the money came, they took it to the Ministry of Education. That's why there was a strike there. NVDC, the strike. Then they asked her to go and pull down the strike. They said, you go, not me. She left the job because she could not withstand the damn corruption.
Wow.
We will build your country. We will do so. I will never tell you something that I will not do. That's why the people of Nimba respect me.
Yes.
I am a white dog on all my lawmakers.
Yes.
We vote them in and we vote them out.
Yes.
I'm the godfather of Nimba.
Yes.
And the people of Nimba. Where is your godfather? Where is your godfather? Listen. Where is your godfather? Who will resist brown envelopes? Who will stand for the truth? No, they will not do so. You know why? They are all cowards. I am a former soldier who took oath to defend you. What would they not achieve during the war? Peace, stability, democracy, and protection of the resources. We will do it now when you put us there. Please think about it. As I leave from here, your future, your tomorrow, and that of your children is in your hands. What you do with Liberia is you. What you do with Liberia is you. I was there in Babolu 2011. All the votes from here were destroyed. Because the same international community at that time, Hillary Clinton and whoever, they manipulated, they rigged the election, put the election commission, Jim Fromoya, and they put Ellen there. Ellen was never elected two times. You know why? You know why? Listen. If I When you elect me, I will shoot you. I will not get you justice. I will be a ruthless dictator. Will you put me there?
No.
2011.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, develop a vision. Anyway, then you go away. That's all?
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
Go away and what? Can you better? That's all?
Yeah.
That's what you suffer from. The bad road of Huawei. The bad road of Kanye Pepper. The exploitation of your resources that Kanye Pepper that Huawei. So as you're going, all those connected must go. I tell you this. You want to move to you are taking the court for corruption at RIA. But for fear of someone being leaked, she spoke on the state radio that she put her neck on the chopping board to her neck on run. That's all? You can't afford. Look, there is a court system, but it's not being allowed to work. We will allow the court system to work. To be able to do that, you should have no skeleton in your own cover. Okay? Now, in my hand, as a common senator, our school, Shimorovia, LDS, and Zubatown, PYJ Education Foundation school system, and right now we are building the largest polytechnic in Ghana. This city capacity here, they go behind the building, It's 7,500 sitting capacity. By April next year, it will finish. 96 classrooms. Polytechnic. We're dormitory for children to come. I'm doing it. Where you own here? This is a senator building. Where's your own? I do not have my own budget except my salary.
Yes.
There are people from here got budget. What got their budget? Where their own? If I can do this as an individual, I will make sure polytechnic is established in other countries so you can benefit from trade. That is possible. If I'm president, I will devolve the power. That means political decentralization will take actual effect so that Monrovia can be decongested. So businesses can come when the roads are fixed. When you got good roads, businesses will come here, that's all? When you got bad roads, people won't come. When you do not have electricity, you suffer. So I appeal to you. I come to beg you. I know people got helicopters. They fly over to come. We are driving by road on the same barrel you drive on. We got the capacity to bring helicopters. We cannot do so because then we are not with you. Leadership is by example. We will walk the same road you walk. So God bless you. Mrs. Carr is our candidate. Toronto begins at home. Your daughter, who lived here among the people for many years, born here, wants to be your representative. And she will do well. She will deliver. Because since here is not long, if you mess up, you will be a one-time representative. You will be a disgrace. She's also our candidate. Yeah. We want to replace all those ones that have never delivered. They're not speaking for you. They got their own people in the gold mine. In the gold mine, in the diamond mine. They are not speaking for you. We are receiving money. Look, BSP Peloton will come to do exploration for diamond, for gold. Just one spot, $120,000, you pay us. So if you have many spots, $120,000 per minute. We are benefiting. But what are you getting here? You need true leaders. You need real leaders. You need genuine leaders. It's my privilege, my honor, to introduce to you Madam Ford, who is a Director General for Monrovia Vocational Training Center, who believes in the training of children and youth. After school, you need training to do so.